slipping and falling, and I end up calling you. I should grow up, but this one little part of me just doesn't want to hang up. I drive to the mall, I find a payphone, and I slide those quarters in. Dial tone, 10 digits later, baby, let me hear you ring, ring, ring.
Thank you, El Hombre, for that excellent intro music. You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, and guess what? We're going to listen to a few prank calls in this episode, beginning with telling random people that I don't like them, which is really fun to do. You should try it sometime. Just call up a person, introduce yourself, and let them know that you don't like them. It's weird how offended people seem to get by this.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Williams?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the city of Boulder.
Yes.
I'm in the city planning office and zoning board.
Okay.
All that stuff. And I was just looking through my records here, and I just needed to call and let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
And, yeah, I guess that's all.
Okay, Roy from the city of Boulder. Is this an official announcement, or is this just you personally?
Well, it's just me personal, but I'm going to go ahead and write it in the file, just kind of in the margin. And put it back in the file cabinet.
Be sure and sign it, because I really feel like you're exceeding your authority in doing this.
Well,
I don't think it's the business of the city Boulder to officially like or dislike anybody.
Yeah, but I can have an opinion, you know. I just don't like you.
Okay, do you have a reason for it, or is it just random?
Well, I wouldn't call it random. You know, just some people, you just don't like them. It's not really a reason.
How do you know? I don't believe I've ever met you. I don't know how you would have arrived at any sort of an opinion.
I don't know. All I know is I don't like you.
Hmm. Well.
That's it.
That really sounds pretty unconsidered.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What is your position? Should I worry that you dislike me?
Oh, no. There's nothing to worry about. I'm just a regular office worker here. I was just going through the files. And
okay.
And your file popped up here, and I don't know. I just don't like you.
Roy. Okay. And you're in city planning.
Yeah, yes. Planning and zoning.
Okay. But again, is it recent or is it long term?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever like you.
Okay. No, I mean, did you acquire this dislike recently?
No, I've never liked you.
Okay. When did you first heard about me?
When I was reading this file. About an hour ago, before lunch.
Which file was that?
Well, I can't give you information about our private personal files. You might be an identity thief or something.
No, you've called me. If you don't know who I am, why do you dislike me?
I know who you are. I have your file.
Okay, and why are you going through my...
What? You hit a touch
why
tone.
Why are you going through my file? Since it's personal, are you using city files for your own personal vendetta?
Oh, no, of course not. No, this is my job. I'm just going through the file and marking off some items, and they wanted me to prepare the file, so I'm preparing files today. I'm going through tons of files today. No, this is all totally legit. This is my job.
Okay, I believe it's your job. Is it part of your job to call me up and announce that you don't like me?
No, of course not. That'd be ridiculous. I just don't like you, and I just wanted to call you up and let you know I don't like you.
Okay, Roy, in the City of Boulder Planning Department, since we've never met, I don't really see you have any call to dislike me.
Okay, well, it doesn't even matter, because we don't know each other, so who cares if I don't like you? I'm just some random person.
You know enough about me to call me up.
Well, yeah, because it's part of my job. You know, I'm going through these files, and
Is it part of your job to call people up and tell them you don't like them?
Oh, no, we've already been over this, remember? I said no.
Oh, okay. So you're just doing this on your own recognizance.
Yeah, but I'm on the clock, you know? I'm working.
Okay.
It's supposed to be just a quick phone call, and you're just really dragging it out.
Well, when somebody calls me out from the city of Boulder and says they don't like me for some unspecified reason, that leads me to the next question is, what do you propose to do about it?
Oh, I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't have time like that. Come on. I'm just a city worker. Why would
well,
I do...
You have time.
Stop hitting
again,
those touch tones. That's annoying.
Your job is apparently to go through these files and do something with them. And I'm concerned that your personal feelings to me, which seem to have very little basis, could lead you to take some action.
No, that's just silly. That's just you being paranoid. I'm not going to do
no,
anything.
I'm not paranoid. You're the one who called me.
Well,
this
just,
phone call comes out of the blue from somebody I don't know.
Well, just because I don't like you doesn't mean I have to do anything about it. Aren't there people you
no,
don't like?
No, but it doesn't mean you're... It does not imply you're not going to do anything either.
Well, that's a stupid way to think. Aren't there people in the world that you don't like?
Not too many of them.
Okay, well, you know, there's plenty of people I don't like.
Justification.
I've never done anything
know, Roy,
about it.
I really am concerned by this when somebody calls me up. Why don't you let me speak to your supervisor, because I'd like to know more about this.
I missed what you just said there because you're hitting touch tones with your face. It's just another...
No, I'm not.
Yes,
well,
you keep hitting touch tones.
I'll restate this.
Okay.
Roy,
what?
This concerns me. I'd like to speak to your supervisor about it.
Oh, he's not here right now.
I'll speak to his supervisor then.
They both went together. They went to the video store to return a movie.
You're sounding rather evasive.
No, I'm just saying they went... Listen to you. You're so paranoid. They just went to the video store to return a movie. They're probably going to stop by Starbucks, and then they're going to be back.
Okay. Well, would you leave a message for one or other of them to give me a call when they get back?
Well, I'm not going to do something for someone I don't like and someone who's accusing me of things and trying to turn this into some big threat, like I'm going to do something. I'm not going to do anything.
Have called me up and made a threat.
You're acting like it's a crime to have an opinion.
No, but it might be a crime to express that opinion on company time
Okay. Based
on company information.
Well, whatever. This isn't a threat. I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
Once again.
It's just an opinion.
At some level, I don't care whether you like me or not, but I'd like to know why. Who knows? How about...
It sure seems like you care about it.
Well, this is a kind of a random phone call.
It wasn't random. I didn't just pick some random person from a list.
How do I...
Oh, my God. Quit hitting touch tones. That's just another reason I don't like you.
I'm not pushing touch tones.
You keep hitting touch tones with your face, and you don't hear it or something.
No, my face isn't anywhere near the keyboard.
Well, then, I don't know. You keep hitting touch tones.
Well, all right, Roy. I feel that way. I will be pleased if this does not recur.
Oh, yeah, I won't bother you again. I won't call you again. I just thought you should know. I just don't like you.
Okay, well, perhaps I'm generating a certain amount for you.
A certain amount of touch tones? I didn't... What was that?
Perhaps I am generating a certain amount of dislike for you.
Well, good. The feeling's mutual. I'm glad we both feel the same way. But you know what? I'm not gonna act like I'm afraid you're gonna come and get me or anything, just because you have an opinion.
I don't want you. What I would like to know more than anything else is why you feel this way. That seems unwarranted. If we've never met, we've never had any interaction, and all you're doing is looking at my files.
Yep.
Hmm.
Just no reason.
Is it in my file that you dislike? Is it something I said?
No, nothing like that. Jeez, you're blowing this all out of proportion. Look, I gotta get back to work before my supervisor gets back and I'm just sitting here chattering away on the phone.
Okay, Roy.
I don't want to get fired.
Well, I don't blame you.
All right, well, have a nice day, Mr. Williams.
Well, Mr. Roy, I'll be curious to see if anything comes of this.
Well, no, nothing's gonna come of it. Quit being paranoid.
Call me out of the blue and think I'm paranoid?
Oh my God, here we go again. Look, I gotta get going. I got work to do.
Okay. Then go do your work.
I will. I'm gonna finish filing and I'm gonna get going home early.
Why not?
Yep. All right, bye.
All right, Roy.
Once again, goodbye, Mr. Williams. Have a nice day.
Have a fun day.
I will. Thanks.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes. Thank you.
Hi, who's this?
Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. I don't like you.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
How's your shift going?
How's my what?
How's your shift going?
Good. I have customers. Can you hold?
Okay. Can I talk to a customer? It's for a customer survey.
Sure.
Okay.
This is corporate, and they want to do a customer survey. Would you like to do a survey?
Is it quick?
Oh, yeah. It's very quick, and they get a free drink.
Okay.
Is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Hey, before we get started, that girl that handed you the phone, her name's Jessica. Can you just tell her for me? Just tell her I don't like her.
I'm supposed to tell you he doesn't like you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. She just gets on my nerves, you know? She's just one of those people. Can you tell her I really don't like her? Like, try to show her the emotion, like how much I dislike her.
No, if this really isn't a survey, I've got to go. Well, I don't have time. Sorry.
Can you just tell her one more time, though? Just one more time. No, when the customer hung up on me. Damn it.
Hello?
Hi, Kay?
Mm-hmm?
Is David around?
Yeah, may I ask who this is?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Well... could I help you, or...
What for? I want to talk to David.
Well, okay. Roy, across the street? No.
No. Okay. From the Homeowners Association.
No. Yeah, I get you now. Well, okay. Now, sometimes he has a hard time talking, and so, you know, we'll see. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Great.
Good evening.
Hello, is this David?
And she said I had a hard time talking.
Yeah, she's full of shit, isn't she? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
You are ignored.
I know. Fucking Kay. Ugh. Women, I tell you.
Well, go ahead. I got a lot of time.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that I don't like you.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yep.
You just take a line.
Yeah. That's right.
What can I do for you?
Oh, that's all. I just needed to let you know I don't like you.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Yep. As long as we're in agreement, that's perfect.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. You know, just tell Kay to shut her mouth. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay. I will do that then.
Tell her to stop talking about you behind your back.
Okay, you have a good night, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, Roy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye then.
Good old David, he's the best, no matter what Kay says. Those were calls from 2016, and these next few calls, we're going to go back even further to 2015. These are those pranks where we leave notes on car windshields that say, "Sorry, I dinged your car," with my phone number on them, and when they call me, they're treated to a really crazy story to tell all of their friends and family. It's like we're doing a free public service.
Hi, Roy. My name is Shayna, and I got a note on my car that says you accidentally dinged my car, and so I was just calling you. I appreciate the note. If I didn't see any terrible damage, so, you know, if you'd like to call me back, you can. My phone number is 360. Thank you.
All right, let's call Shayna.
Hello?
Hey, Shayna, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. When did you ding my car?
We were trying to break in. My wife left her earrings in the back seat, and we were trying to get back in to get those out because we locked the door as we left.
Of my car?
Yeah, we were in the back seat. And, you know, just hanging out, making out and stuff. But then one of her earrings was missing, so we saw it in your back seat. So we opened up the car door.
And you have got the wrong car.
Oh no, it was definitely yours. It's just when we opened up the car door, we used one of those Slim Jim tools, you know, and it kind of we messed up and kind of scraped part of the door, the back door.
Of my car or your car?
Your car. I wouldn't leave a note on your car if I damaged my own car.
Okay, I must be confused. Where were you when this happened?
We were just outside your car.
And you were inside my car?
Yeah, we were hanging out in the back. We were hotboxing.
Okay, I don't know if you find this funny, but I don't. I think this is absolutely ridiculous. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
No, I'm embarrassed that this happened. I'm really embarrassed. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, we had to go back in and get her earrings. They're expensive earrings. You know?
I think that you've definitely got the wrong person in the wrong car. Because unless you were... What were you doing outside of my house?
We were... It's just a thing we do to keep our marriage fresh. We just get into random people's cars. And we smoke marijuana together in the back seat with the windows up. And...
Okay. Well, I'm going to report this to the police. Thank you so much.
Why would you do that?
Because there's no reason why you need to be in the back of my car, and I think that you're just trying to pull some sort of prank, because there's no way you were in my car because it was locked. So that means you had to break into it to begin with to get in there.
Well, if you think it's a prank, why would you involve the police?
Because it's not funny. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, you're going to call the police because you don't have a sense of humor?
Exactly. You don't need to be messing with me or messing with anything that has to do with my car.
I'm just returning your call. You called me,
so
I'm calling you back.
Why were you inside of my car?
Because we wanted to hotbox in a car and make out a little bit.
So it's okay for you to hotbox in someone's car who's got a child in there?
There was no child in the car. We would not have hotboxed in your car if there was a child in there.
Then why were you in my car to begin with?
Why would you leave your child in the car when you're not in there?
I'm sorry, but I'm not dealing with this. Thank you.
Why would you leave your kid in the car?
Hello?
Hey, Tony, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hi, Roy.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, well, I don't have time for small talk.
When did this take place? Where?
You know, it was just where you were parked, and I mistook your car for my ex-girlfriend's car.
Oh, wow.
So I just, you know, I just started ramming into it because I was pissed. You know, the memories just came flooding back.
Okay. So what color car was it that you ran into?
My car is kind of a maroon color. It's a smart car.
And our car was?
You don't know what color car you have? Or what, are you colorblind or something?
Well, yeah. I know what color car I have. Well, I'm just trying to figure out where you did this at.
Oh, okay. Well, what does, like, how does that make a difference? Like, where I did it at, what color your car was? Doesn't your car stay the same color no matter where you park?
Yeah, it does, really.
Okay.
So, where do we go from here, buddy?
I don't know. I was just pissed. So, maybe you can apologize to me for dumping me. I thought it was my girlfriend's car.
Okay, but it wasn't.
I know. But can you just say, Roy, honey,
I'm sorry that I broke up with you.
Can I say that?
Could you? It would make me feel better.
Well, Roy, honey, I'm sorry that I broke up with you.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. You knew exactly what you were doing.
There you go, Roy. Yeah.
Whatever.
So, okay.
All right, I feel better now. Thank you.
But my car is damaged, so what do I do?
It's not really damaged, because I drive a smart car. I don't think I even heard it when I rammed into the back.
But I do have damage to the back.
Oh, come on. Don't try and pull an insurance scam out of this. It's just a smart car. I can't.
I'm not trying to. You know, it's the only car that I have damage on is my Bentley.
No, my smart car suffered more damage than your car, so I think I should get your insurance information.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
You know, why don't you come by and we'll exchange information?
Oh, that sounds like a threat.
No, that's not a threat at all.
Oh, that's a very thinly veiled threat.
No, we're currently having an estate sale. There's no threat.
Come by, an estate sale. What's that code for? Like, you're going to kill me with a shotgun?
No.
I know how people like you are.
Do you? Okay, yeah. Roy, well, I'll tell you what. I'll just get in touch with the police, and we'll take it from there.
Good. I'm going to tell them that you threatened my life.
Well, you tell them what you want.
I will. You just watch me. Jeez. Trying to work things out, and he threatens me.
Yes, Roy. Mr. Beckstrom again from New York. So I'm getting a call back from you guys on what you plan on doing, the damage on the wife's car.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, I'm sorry about that. It was an accident.
I know my husband was trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
I think he left his cell phone. He just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. I was walking by and I thought I saw like a kid in the car seat. So I was trying to open your car. I was trying to use the Slim Jim and pry it open and stuff. But it turns out I don't know. There's nobody in there. I opened up the car and I looked in and there's nobody in there.
You opened my car up?
Yeah. Just to make sure there was no child in there. I thought there was a child locked in the car and it's kind of warm that day.
No, I work at True Value.
Oh, okay.
I work there. That's where mostly the employees park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was no kid in there. It turns out it's just I must have seen my own reflection. I think that's what it was. I saw my own reflection in the window.
Well, could you call my husband? He just wanted to talk to you.
Okay, yeah, I tried to call him and he wasn't picking up. Hey, I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you. Can you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up while we're talking?
Excuse me? Those are my grandkids.
Oh, yeah, he's really annoying and really irritating. Can you just tell him to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
No, I will not tell my grandkids that.
Just say it. Just say, shut the fuck up, and that'll make him be quiet. That's what I do. It keeps him quiet. You got to say it with some force.
Oh, well, that's really nice that you talk to your grandkids and use that type of language.
Yeah, my kids and my grandkids.
Well, no, that's not parroting at all.
Yes, it is. It's asserting yourself, letting them know who's boss.
No, it's not.
And if they don't,
but if you can call,
if they don't shut the fuck up, then that's when you just really let them have it. Just throw them through the fucking wall.
No, I do not. Yeah, no, I do not think so. But well, yeah, if you could just,
it sounds like you're a horrible parent. You're a terrible parent.
No, I think you're terrible to break into somebody's car.
Well, I didn't break in. I thought I was saving a life, so it wasn't my fault. At least I didn't break your window. That's what I did last time.
No.
So you're welcome.
No.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, if you just could, my husband will probably be calling you back then.
Yeah, because he's being a little bitch right now. He's not even picking up the phone. I called him like 3 times. He's not picking up.
Maybe he's not picking up because he works at a job.
What jobs he work at?
That's none of your business.
Well, you brought it up. I was just keeping the conversation going.
Yeah, well, jeez. So somehow we'll just get a hold of you.
I noticed the kids are quieter. Did you kick them or did you just leave the room?
No, actually their father walked in the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he knows how to assert himself.
Their father.
Yeah, yeah. They know to shut the fuck up when he comes in, probably.
No.
Because, you know, he's...
So my husband will be getting a hold of you.
He knows how to parent. He knows how to do real parenting.
Steve Fair.
Oh, hey, Steve. I left a note on your car.
Yes. Where did you hit me? I didn't see it.
Well, I was taking the battery out of your car because I needed a jump. And
what?
When I pulled the battery out of your car, I dropped it and it kind of hit the bumper and it scratched the front of the bumper.
You were taking the battery out of my car. What were you taking the battery out of my car? What do you mean?
I needed a jump and I didn't have jumper cables. So I just took your battery and I set it on top of my battery where the terminals touched. Cause I didn't
How did you do that?
You know, they were the same size. So that I just put your battery on top of my battery upside down.
How'd you get into my car?
You know, you can reach in there under the hood and you kind of pull the cable as if you're hitting
you
the button.
You went and, without my permission, you went into my car?
Yeah, I just needed a jump. I put it back and I tightened up your cables and everything.
You can't open my hood from the outside, can
you? Yeah, you know, you get under the car, there's a cable and you can just kind of pull on the cable.
Then you fucked my car up? You went and you opened my hood without asking me?
Well, it was an accident. That's not cool, dude. It was an accident.
Dude, I'm more pissed that you fucking got in my car without... When you my property, you went into my hood without asking me.
Well, I needed a jump. I was stuck.
Dude, I you know what I'm saying, but you get cables. You don't go into somebody's car without their permission.
Okay, I didn't have jumper cables, so I had to do something.
I don't call the fucking the tow truck, man.
Well, I don't have money for a tow truck.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Okay,
well,
you don't have to be an asshole about it. You don't have to be an asshole about it. I'm just letting you know.
You don't have to, dude. I catch you fucking going in my car. I'd beat your ass, dude.
Yeah, well, you didn't catch me, did you? And I left a note.
Fuck
I did the
you,
right thing.
You mother. Hey.
What? What?
I will find you with this car.
No, you
with your phone number, dude.
Oh, you won't find shit, motherfucker.
Hey, fuck you, dude, because I will come find you. I'll beat your fucking ass, dude.
I'd like to see you find me.
Not even cool, dude.
I hope you find me. We'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah? What kind of car do I got then, dude?
Oh, now you don't know what kind of car you got?
Dude, just shut the fuck up, because you know what?
What?
Fucking faggot.
Oh, you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I work over at the AutoZone, and we sell batteries. I noticed yours is kind of low. And it has a dent in it.
What AutoZone you work at, dude?
From where it hit your bumper, it's got a dent in it. So you might want to.
I will find out. Well, are you going to pay for my bumper?
Well, we've got new batteries for $79.99. Plus, you get a $10 deposit refund on your old battery, even though it's damaged. So if you'd like to come in, you know, we'll get you set up with the new battery.
Tell me where at.
$80.
What AutoZone?
It's the one nearby.
Where's that at?
Just come in and ask for Roy, motherfucker.
So what are you saying? You took my battery out?
But I put it back in. It's just damaged now.
You know, I'm going to go to the city because they got that on tape. They got all that shit on tape. I know everybody works at the cop shop.
They're not going to have me on tape taking your battery out.
Yeah, they are. They got that whole area on tape.
Oh,
dude.
Bullshit. No, they don't have shit.
Fuck if they don't.
I don't think they do. They probably don't even run those cameras. Probably pointless to even try that.
Just quit calling me, dude, because you're worthless. You're a worthless piece of shit, so quit calling
me. I was trying to give you my insurance information, but you're being a dick. Okay. Yep, he's pretty much right. I'm completely worthless, but I'm okay with that. That's the end of prank calls for today, but we're going to be back next week, or maybe even sooner, with another whole 30 minutes or so of more pranks. Be sure to visit the archive of shows at worldofprankcalls.com and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or whatever podcast app you use on Android. Today's background music is called The Hotline, and it's by The Pool Boys. And this is some more by El Hombre.
Bye, honey, baby.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I said bye.
Honey, baby, that's very rude and inappropriate, and you cannot be saying things like that, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm not your honey baby. I'm nobody's honey baby. And this is a business.
Every night before I go to bed, I swear I hear your voice in my head. It's so sublime when you tell me to hang up, but I just gotta call one more time. Don't believe you when you say you'll call the cops if I don't stop calling. When I'm alone, 10 digits.
Please check the number and try again.